Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. A few years ago, I was huddled in a group, sitting around a blazing campfire on a cool summer's evening. Each one of us had a stick with some bread dough on the end of it, which we held over the blazing fire in order to bake our bread. And while this activity resulted in many laughs, as some burnt their bread to a cinder and others barely roasted it so that they ended up eating bread dough, what really caught my attention was the fire. It was a roaring campfire, composed of numerous dried tree branches that had been knitted together to form a large triangle. They stood atop many smaller branches, which filled in the neatly constructed kindling. As the bonfire was ignited, it didn't take very long before the entire pile of branches was burning furiously, creating a wonderful warmth and glowing light that filled the night as the sun set. As we were sitting around that roaring campfire, just chatting and eating our bread, someone took their stick and pulled out a brightly burning log from the middle of the fire. As it was removed, you could see many tongues of fire licking at the dry tree bark. But it didn't take long before that fire in the log disappeared. As long as the log was in the middle of the fire, it burned quite brightly. But almost as soon as it was removed from the blaze, it stopped burning, and it just smoldered. The wood hadn't changed. It was still flammable, but its environment had changed. Without the heat and the sparks from the other chunks of wood, it just didn't burn brightly at all. It was about at this time I realized that the campfire was a bit like attending the divine service of worship on a regular basis. Regular access to and immersion in God's Word and sacraments fills our life and enables us to live in the light and the love of Christ as it shines through us as we go about our daily vocations. But if we separate ourselves from the divine service of worship, it does not take long for us to merely smolder. Maybe that's why the author to the Epistle of Hebrews admonishes us not to neglect the gathering of yourselves together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another. And all the more as you see the day drawing near. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Now over 25 years in ministry, I have heard numerous reasons why people have removed themselves from regular worship attendance. Some reasons better than others. But in almost every case, the person has confided in me that their faith in Jesus Christ has suffered. The habit of not meeting together with other brothers and sisters in Christ has negatively affected their faith in Christ. Now, some said that they left the church because they were angry and they wanted to teach their congregation a lesson. But in the end, the congregation continued while that person's faith went from a fire to a flicker. And some said they left because the church was boring and it didn't do enough to reach out. But going it alone and doing things our own way will almost certainly lead to frustration and burnout. Still others thought that they could walk with Christ all alone by themselves. They didn't need an organized religion to dictate to them what to do. But when we take this approach, it is far too easy for us to shut our ears to God's Word and replace God's Word with our own feelings and our own desires, which inevitably lead to heartache and burnout. Church is not what it should be. But after all, it's composed of selfish and rebellious sinners like you and me. But the church is the place where each week God's Word is read and preached and taught and sung. The church is the place where absolution is pronounced over us, assuring us that God, for the sake of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, has forgiven our damnable sin. And the church is the place where Jesus comes to us in His body and blood at Holy Communion to forgive us, to unite us, and to strengthen us. And the church is the place where we pray for one another. And the church is the place where God gives us His gifts of life, salvation, and forgiveness. So why? Why would we want to separate ourselves from those gifts? In John chapter 15, verse 4, Jesus says, "A branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me." Do not cut yourself off from God's word and His sacraments. Instead, abide in Christ, receive His free gifts at the divine service, and prepare yourself for the day that is drawing near. If you are tired of having a smoldering faith and sitting in the cold all by yourself, then why not throw another log on the fire and come back to the church? We're still here. We're still talking about Jesus. We're still absolving sins, dining at His table, and we're still praying for you. Let us pray. O Lord, we pray for the Christian church throughout the world, for its truth, unity, and stability, that love may abound and truth flourish in her. We pray for all of your ministers, that they may rightly divide the word of truth in law and gospel, and that they may walk circumspectly, that as they teach others, they themselves may learn both the way and the truth. We pray for all people, that they may not be arrogant, but surrender every human thought in obedience to Christ. We ask this through your grace and for your blessing, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.